But what did they say? April showers, May flowers. And in this case, it's been April showers bring April flowers because they're all over the place already. Now, we do have a full calendar of events with some really fun stuff. Lots of music again this weekend and then a little murder mystery as well. So would you like to start out on this?
Who doesn't love murder? But before we get to that, yes, let's talk about some
apparently
live
you, because you wrote it, by the way.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I'm a murder aficionado. Let's start with tomorrow night. A local favorite, Shondell Marx, is going to be performing at Balanced Rock Winery. And, of course, we know Shondell. She's performed many events. In fact, she performed at Baraboo Oktoberfest last fall with one of her many groups. She's going to be performing solo at Balanced Rock from 6 to 8:30 Friday night.
She's always so much fun and always puts on quite the show. So if you have the opportunity to get out there and see Shondell, please do that. And then, of course, enjoy a few glasses of wine along the way as well. Now, when we look at this calendar for Saturday, also chock full of some great music. So where should we start here, Ben?
Well, here's the segue. Speaking of local favorites, one of Baraboo's favorite sons,
yes,
Mike Droho, is going to be performing Saturday afternoon at Broken Bottle Winery. Of course, Broken Bottle, just a hop, skip, and a jump between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Mike's going to be performing from 1:30 to 4:30 Saturday afternoon.
All right, so a great opportunity to enjoy a little bit more wine and some great music. Now we have some more things happening on Saturday, so what else is going on?
Sure, let's take it back to Balanced Rock. They're going to have John Gay performing Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6:30.
All right, so a great afternoon of taking in the sights of the Baraboo Bluffs and, and just enjoying more wine. There's a theme to this weekend, that's for sure. Now,
this is
where we get into the murder mystery part of things, right? And so tell us about what's going on over at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast.
My pleasure. So at the Ringling House B&B, and local folks would call that the Big Yellow House on 8th Street, they've actually been doing this periodically for years now, having murder mysteries. So this is essentially, think of it as a live version of Clue, you know, where you show up and you've got a role to play. And the idea is to vote on who's the murderer, figure out who it is. And this is going to be an original. Julie and Stu, I always mix them up.
I do too. It's just how it rolls off the tongue. We love them, though. They're absolutely awesome.
No. It's Julie and Stu. So they wanted to have an original Ringling murder mystery commissioned. So they put me on the case, and they gave me a bunch of actual personages, brothers themselves, but also their performers, and a few made-up characters as well.
Sure.
And in fact, the murder victim is a fictional clown. I couldn't resist the temptation to kill a clown. So
that's awesome.
So it's going to be a fun evening, but also you just might learn something about some local history.
Yeah,
now,
that's
my understanding
really cool.
is it is full. It's going to be from 5 to 9 Saturday. It's full. But Julie and Stu are going to present this more than once, because that's the beauty of it, is every time you play the game, all the rules change. And we found some new characters to sprinkle into to make it fresh for next time.
I love that there's a lot going on over at the B&B, too. I mean, they do music in the summertime. They're starting to open up more for these murder mysteries. Not to mention the fact that it's so much fun. You might learn something along the way, like you said, but then you get to be in this exquisite house because, I mean, think of the history that goes through there. So just that alone is just super fun for these types of events. Now, I know Ho-Chunk Gaming, they've got a little entertainment on Saturday night as well.
I'm a child of the 80s. You know I love this. Loverboy is coming
to Ho-Chunk. Oh, that's going to be a great
show. Now, my understanding is, I was talking with Kong from their PR team. He said that it's a near sellout, so there might still be a few tickets left, but it's going to be a full house for Loverboy Saturday night. That show starts at 7 p.m.
All right, so that's going to be a great show. So maybe give a call over to Ho-Chunk and see what they've got available if you're interested. Now, on Sunday, we have a couple of things as well. So would we like to run through what's going on Sunday?
Let's do that. So the Cal Center in Reedsburg is one of our chamber members, and they have John McGivern coming in on Sunday. Now, if you've ever heard John McGivern speak, you know this already. It is worth the price of admission. Mm-hmm. He actually spoke at the Governor's Conference on Tourism 2 years ago, and it's just outstanding. Obviously, he's got a lot of personal stories from growing up in Milwaukee and being around Wisconsin all these years. Lots of wonderful summer stories to be told. That starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Cal Center.
All right. Now, anything else that we should know about this weekend?
Those are the highlights.
All right. Awesome. That's a good, I mean, those are some really good things that we have going on this weekend. And the weather's starting to get a little bit warmer as well, starting to get a little bit more of a spring fever, spring itch, if that's what you want to call it. And just trying to get out and enjoy some of the sights, you know, after being cooped up for so many months in the winter of Wisconsin.
If you have a spring itch, please consult a physician.
That's right. That's right. We want you to take care of that before you bring it into the rest of the world with the rest of us. Now, if people want more information about any of these events, or if they want to maybe do a little planning, because it's going to start getting really busy from here on out. When you look into May, I mean, now we're talking farmers markets. We're starting to talk spring fair on the square. We're starting to talk about, you know, circus parades and all of that kind of stuff, which is crazy because big top shows start in less than a month over at Circus World. There's so much going on. We love Baraboo this time of year. We love it all the time, but this time of year,
yes,
there's something. There's something exciting about it, isn't there? Now, if people want more information about any thing coming up or anything from this weekend, where can they go to get all of that?
You can find it all at baraboo.com. If you want to get fired up about upcoming events, if you want to get completely overwhelmed,
yes,
check out the calendar at baraboo.com.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, please do. And then start making some, like, marking down some dates, because you're going to need to be ahead of things, because there's a
yes.
lot coming up over the next few months.
Exactly,
Ben, thank
right.
you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday, okay?
My pleasure, Maddie. Thank you so much.
We're already going to be in May, by the way, next Thursday when we talk. I know. It's craziness. It's craziness. Thank you so much, Ben. Ben Brobley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. You heard Ben. He told you how to get more information about any of the events this weekend or any of the events coming up. All you have to do is go check out baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a big hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court today involving Donald Trump, but the former president won't be there. He will be in Manhattan Criminal Court, where he's on trial in a hush money case. Witnesses today expected to hear more testimony from tabloid publisher about the stories that were published and ones that were killed before the 2016 election. Now, as to the next case, the one at the U.S. Supreme Court, ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
This is ABC News.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Waukesha man is sentenced to 30 years in prison Wednesday after being convicted of sex trafficking. Using the internet and dating apps, federal prosecutors say Cornelius Jackson recruited victims for sex trafficking and forced women into sex acts in Wisconsin and across the country. Greene County's sheriff is stepping down. Jeff Scantrud said in a Facebook post Wednesday that physical challenges which hinder his ability to serve effectively have led to his resignation as sheriff. Scantrud's announcement will bring his 43-year career in law enforcement to a close. His resignation will take effect at the end of June. And the best public market in America is in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Public Market came out on top of USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards for the public market category. The market in the city's historic Third Ward was among 20 public markets across the country up for the vote. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It was a little frosty this morning, but this is our last freeze for quite a while. Today, mostly sunny, 61 this afternoon, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and thunderstorms at a high of 58. We are rolling into barbecue season. Do yourself a favor, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 99.7.
Heaven is a place on earth. There is Belinda Carlisle, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:13 right now. And, you know, Jay, when it comes to traveling, it can be, it's always fun, right? Let's say that. You get to where you want to go, you're on vacation, you're having a great time. I don't like the actual act of getting there, and that's usually going through the airports. It's just, it's not fun. Having to book travel, having to go through a travel agent, if that's how you do it, none of it's fun. The security checks and all of that, having to check bags if you're going to be gone for a long time. I don't enjoy the airport experience very much.
I'm just waiting for the flying cars where we can all just get in and just go like a drone, just go up in the air and just gone.
George Jetson had it going on way back in the day, and I feel like we're getting closer to the Jetson lifestyle. There's just a few pieces that are still missing, and that's a segment of it that I feel like we could use momentarily. Yeah. Now, if you're kind of like I am, and you kind of dread the whole, you know, air travel thing, this might make you feel a little bit better, because, you know, when you're flying, you're kind of at the mercy of what happens with the airlines, and if you get derailed or canceled, well, you know that things are going to go topsy-turvy pretty darn quickly, right? And most of us have experienced that, doing some sort of air travel. And usually, there's little to no compensation from the airlines for basically inconveniencing us and changing our plans for us, right? Well, that's all about to change. If you were watching the news yesterday, you might have heard this, actually. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within the next 6 months, airlines are going to be required to comply with some new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. Now, there's a few pieces to this, all right? So let's get into this. Now, if you have a one-hour delay, all right, you're not going to get $300 compensated. That's just not going to happen. But here's how it is actually going to work. Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. Now, this includes airlines changing your itinerary before the day of your trip. The delays covered would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights. This includes tickets purchased directly from the airlines, your travel agents, and even third-party sites like Expedia or even like your Travelocities of the world. Now, to be clear, you get the refund if you don't take the latter, delayed or rescheduled flight. So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight the next morning, if you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel. So you're not going to get any sort of compensation. But, you know, for some people, that will happen once in a while, and that derails your plans completely, and you just cancel whatever trip you were going to go on because you need to be there the next morning or whatever it might be, right? So this is to basically save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of a delay or a cancellation. They have to give you a refund in cash. So we're not talking about travel vouchers, and that has to be done within 7 days. You're not going to just get paid for any inconvenience that you might run along, because let's face it, sitting in an airport is inconvenient most of the time. The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services that you specifically paid for and didn't get. How many times have you paid the fee for the Wi-Fi on the plane only to go to log into your phone? There's no Wi-Fi. It won't actually connect. That happens frequently. Maybe you didn't get the premium seat selections that you chose, or maybe you didn't get the in-flight entertainment that you specifically chose. Those are other things that you can be compensated for according to these new rules. So interesting, though, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, somebody's actually looking out for the travelers versus the airline companies at this point in time, or at least trying to.
You know, I think a lot of times, and in my experience, you know, when there's a delay or a flight cancellation, typically what I've seen is, you know, they'll give you options like, hey, you know, we can, you know, wait for the next flight. Or one time I was stuck in the Kansas City airport, and they said, hey, if you want to rent a car, because I was going to drive back to Minneapolis or fly back to Minneapolis, you can, you know, we'll pay for the car rental. We'll give you free round trip air. You know, they had all of these other options. And so I think a lot of times the airlines try to make good on it.
Right. Yeah.
There are some situations where they don't. And now this will kind of make sure that they do. Basically.
Right. And I think it depends on what airline you're flying with, too, because there's some that are better than others, you know, and I don't want to start calling out airlines by name, because I know what our favorites are. But then you have your cheap economic airlines, which I get it. Some people need to travel that. If you can get a $70 flight there and back, sure, take it. You probably don't care how much legroom you have. I am not one of those people. I need to be extremely roomy. Right. So I think it just kind of depends depends on the airline and everything else and some of the other fees that they already have tacked on. But I kind of think of it this way. If we're going to sit in a day and age when, you know, we have to worry about our planes just falling apart. Thank you very much, Boeing. I feel like airlines can do something to help us out if you know, if it comes to that. So and sometimes things just aren't their fault, too. I get that as well. I mean, I'm not blaming them. I'm also not blaming airlines for, you know, all of the different things you have to go through at an airport for as far as security. I totally understand why you have to go through all of that. It just makes traveling just not fun, though. Like, once I get through, like, the TSA part of the airlines, then I'm cool. Then I'm fine. Now, I will say, when we went to New York for Christmas, we actually left a few days before Christmas and came back on Christmas Eve, spent the entire week in New York City. My husband forgot to estimate in the time that it takes to go through TSA. So we were literally home aloning it to the plane. Like, they were on their last boarding call for people to get on the flight, and here we come rolling up, you know, with things flying and coats and all of that kind of stuff. That is definitely not how I like to travel.
You got to do the TSA pre-check. We just did
We've talked about that because we're starting to travel more, my husband especially, and we just actually talked about that. And we over the week, well, actually, when we were going to Las Vegas, he's like, we really got to get appointments to get the pre-check so we can just skip the line. Now, I will say, though, in some of the airports we've been in recently, the pre-check line was just as long as the regular line, which is kind of crazy and interesting to me. So I wasn't sure why that was, but, and they weren't really getting through any faster either. They weren't really moving any faster. So I'm like, does it really matter if you have the pre-check at some of these airports? Cause so I would argue not.
The big benefit is, when, first of all, not all the airports offer TSA pre-check. And that's the thing.
The
major airports do. But the difference is, when you go through that line, if you have pre-check, you don't have to take your shoes off.
Right.
You can leave all of your electronic devices and other things in your bag. And you don't have to go through the body scanner too, which is another thing. You just walk through the regular metal detector. And I still don't understand the correlation between being safer and paying the $80.
To,
you know, like, how is it that someone that pays the $75, $80 for pre-check, how is it that they couldn't do something bad?
You know? And I don't understand that at all because, you know, and I get the luggage still gets scanned and stuff, but yeah, you just never know, right?
Yeah.
And it's weird because when we went through Vegas security, it was starting to get really backed up the morning that we left. And we didn't have to do the scanner. They just ran us through the metal detector too. And I was like, why? What are we doing? Like, it was weird, you know, because you're so used to having to do the scanner at airports now. Now, here's my problem with the scanners. I have not found a pair of pants yet that does not make them do like a full body check on me afterwards. I don't know what it is. I always wear like loose, comfy pants. But every single time I have to get the pat down after the scanner, I'm so tired of getting the pat down after the scanner. I'm telling you.
You just look suspicious. Huh?
I must. I don't know what it is. I'm like, because you know, you dress comfy. Everybody wants to dress comfy on a plane because they're not really fun to be on. And I'm like, why am I getting a pat down again? Like, I can have shirts tucked in. I can have shirts out. I can have like, I was like, this is just insane. So now I'm just kind of like, I'm surprised when I don't get a pat down, quite honestly. I'm like, okay, this is, I'm just walking through. All right, are you sure you don't need me for anything else? Corey's like, why are you always asking them to double check? Because I'm like, by now I'm just used to it. So, but yeah, no, it was a weird experience in Las Vegas having to just go through the metal detector, not the scanner, not getting a pat down, that kind of thing. I was a little skeptical of how things were going at that point. But, you know, much to my dismay, we were in the air for almost 5 hours instead of three, but that was nobody's fault except Mother Nature. Thank you very much, weather patterns. But I kind of agree with what's happening here. And I love the fact that somebody's actually looking out for travelers because it's not cheap to travel, right? You guys travel a lot. We travel a lot. It's not cheap to travel. And if you know something goes really, really wonky, maybe being able to get a little bit of that compensated or something to, you know, make it better or, you know, give you some of those costs back will actually help some people and maybe let them want to travel a little bit more because sometimes just the sheer daunting task of going through the airport and having to be up against some of the airport airline schedules is what makes people kind of draw back a little bit with the travel.
And now hopefully you're not going to see increased airfare prices
right?
because of that.
Right.
You know? Sometimes
yeah.
regulation's good and it also can come back to
yes.
cost you.
Speaking yeah. of regulation, this is kind of interesting. As long as we're talking about things that the U.S. government's trying to regulate and help with a little bit, Live Nation is under speculation again. Have you seen
yeah.
this?
Yes.
For the prices of concert tickets. And this started way back during the Eras Tour. Thank you very much, Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
When Swifties were all over social media talking about how expensive the tickets were and the price gouging that was happening and the fact that they were buying tickets and then only to be told that those tickets weren't actually available. I mean, there was a whole lot of stuff happening with that, and it was actually kind of crazy. And of course, the U.S. House and some of the committees brought in, you know, some higher ups in Ticketmaster and Live Nation, and then it just all kind of fell to the wayside. Well, we've seen how Washington operates sometimes, so take that for whatever it's worth. So it all kind of fell to the wayside, and I just saw the other day that they're getting kind of back on this bandwagon and are actually trying to figure out how to curb some of Live Nation's price gouging that's happening for some of these concerts and tickets. And, you know, they tried to make things a little bit more visible for the average concert goer with some of those fees and things. But it looks like maybe Congress is getting even more involved and going to take some further steps to make sure that prices are not so astronomical for the just regular concert goer. So
I
that
would
should
like
be another
to
one
see,
to watch.
I would like to see someone really smart develop an app that they could market to these venues and concert promoters and kind of take this Live Nation Ticketmaster thing out of
yeah.
the equation. That
right?
would be wonderful because it's all they're doing is, you know, they're providing tickets. They're not even printing them anymore. It's just
right.
it's technology that has basically taken over the ticketing process
yes.
for these shows. So let's, yeah, there's got to be someone smart enough to come
right?
up with something and say, hey, you know what? Here is our app. This allows, you know, all of the sale of tickets. It keeps track of all the, you know, the how many seats are left
right.
and who's getting what and just kind of maybe bring them back down to earth a little bit, I think.
I think the other thing that's killing concerts right now is the fact that people will go buy, these companies will go and buy these blocks of seats, right? And then they just upsell them to average concert goers so that they can be in this audience. And then you've got like this whole monopoly on these sections of seats, and it's gotten really out of control. You mentioned the fact that, you know, it's all electronic now. I have a friend who a few months ago was taking their daughter to her very first concert, and she really, you know, she's one of those people who loves to keep mementos for things like that and for her kids, and she's a scrapbooker and all that kind of stuff. And so she went and ordered the paper copy of tickets for this particular show. Do you know how much she was charged for the paper copy of tickets? Like,
mm-mm.
any ideas out there of what they actually charged her for a paper copy of tickets? $79 to get
no.
two paper tickets delivered to her home so she could have this for her scrapbook. She's like, is that any better than the electronic stuff? And I said, well, no, they're trying to prohibit people from wanting the paper copy because it's more work on their end than the electronic. And she goes, I was just flabbergasted. She goes that they would actually think of charging $79.99, so not even full $80, so it makes you feel better about that one penny, right? They charged her $79.99 from whatever ticket outlet she used so that she could get paper copies, so she just had a memento of the ticket for her daughter, which is...
goodness.
See, when we've hit that point, yeah, there's a problem. There's definitely a problem. So we'll see where that one goes as well. But DOT all over airlines, and hopefully somebody in Congress is all over the ticket pricing stuff. So that would
yeah.
be, you know, these are both things that we all like to do, travel and go to shows. So it'd be kind of nice if somebody regulated both of those. But
then nowadays, going to a show is just as much as traveling on vacation.
Right?
Right?
I mean, you go
yeah.
to your favorite artist, and I mean, you're talking just for the tickets alone, depending on if you want nosebleeds or good seats, you're talking about at least, I don't know, $250 to $500, depending on the artist. And then, you know, if you need rides there, so then you do the ride share or the parking. Sometimes you've got a nice meal out because date night or get together and all of that good stuff. And yeah, it gets to be a little spendy for those
mm-hmm.
shows. So we'll hope that somebody in Washington actually is, you know, going to work for the real problems in life. Right. Yeah. Getting us to cheap shows, right? That's what we all want in this world.
That's right. First world problem, but it's real. So
it is. It is a real problem. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Mostly sunny, 61 today. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Down to 40 tonight, then cloudy and windy tomorrow with some showers and some thunderstorms possible. 58 for a high. Right now, it is 36.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's 8:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve. Just about another weekend. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. You can't start a fire without a spark.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 836 right now. And a little lesson for us this morning, Jay. Apparently, viruses don't just target humans. Now, this one I'm taking very, very personally, by the way.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Right. Apparently, chocolate is now facing its own COVID-19-like pandemic as we speak. Now, you can come for a lot of things in this world, but when you come for the chocolate, then I'm going to have a problem, right?
Yep. We're going to take a stand.
Exactly. A viral disease. You can up those airline fees. I'm going to pay them. You can up the concert prices, as we were talking earlier. I'm probably going to pay those, too. But you come for my chocolate, and we're going to go toe-to-toe. I'm telling you.
That's right.
A viral disease is ravaging the cocoa trees in West Africa, where more than half the world's chocolate originates. This is in Ghana and along the Ivory Coast. It's called the cocoa swollen shoot virus disease, or CSSVD, and it spreads thanks to the mealy bugs that feed on the trees. Now, once these trees are infected, they exhibit symptoms like swelling of the stems and roots, red veins on immature leaves, and the cocoa pod shrinking. Experts are estimating that CSSVD caused harvest losses of maybe 15 to even 20% in Ghana, which may not seem like a lot, but they've lost more than 254 million cocoa trees in recent years. Now, fighting this virus has actually been tough, mostly because the mealy bugs have become highly resistant to pesticides. There's a little bit of hope, though, thanks to vaccines. Does that sound familiar? Seriously, though, now, because scientists have actually started inoculating crops with CSSD vaccines, and they do work, but the problem is they're very expensive, and a lot of the farmers who grow these cocoa plants are very low paid. So the main question that a lot of people have is, well, is this really going to impact the availability of chocolate? Because let's face it, I'm one of those people who's a little addicted. It's hard to say. But the New York Post is sounding the alarm. Now, take it for what it's worth, because it's the New York Post, right? They're just like one step away from the Inquirer at this point. One expert says that the virus is a real threat to the global supply of chocolate, and the Post says that you might want to stock up while you can. This isn't the only issue facing the cocoa plants. The chocolate industry has already been dealing with supply chain disruptions because climate change is causing poor harvests that have jacked up prices. That's happening with a lot of the plant-based foods that we have in this country, especially our fresh fruits from Florida and California and things. So some of the companies that process cocoa haven't been able to afford the beans because of these jacked up prices. So I have a lot of questions, and I feel like, well, I need to fight to the death for this one.
The first question I would have is, why is the Post telling people to hoard chocolate?
Right?
Now? We're doing the, this
right?
is the same thing that happened with toilet paper back in 2020, right?
Yes. I know where I'm going to go, though. Same place I should have gone during the toilet paper disruption of the world. My mother-in-law's closet. We went up to the UP after it was safe, because Corey's dad at the time had COPD, so we didn't see his family for a really long time until after COVID was over, because his dad was on oxygen. And when we finally were able to get up there after vaccines and everybody had stayed healthy and kind of basically quarantined for a while, we went up there, and I went up to their bathroom, and I looked in her closet, and I'm like, oh, so this is where all the extra toilet paper, it was like floor to ceiling toilet paper.
Wow.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So if the chocolate industry takes a hit and it's starting to lack again, I'm going up to the Upper Peninsula and checking some closets at the mother-in-law's house. I'm telling you, this is where I'm going, because somewhere in the midst of that toilet paper is going to be a dark chocolate bar, and then it's all mine.
Oh, yeah. Either that, or she'll have more chocolate than the Hershey company has.
This is true. She is a strange creature, that mother-in-law of mine. But no, this is kind of interesting and maybe a little scary, because we've actually been getting these warnings about chocolate for quite some time, just because of the demand of it. And then, you know, it's actually got to be grown from these cocoa trees. And so when you start having disruptions to the plants, then obviously you're going to have disruptions to the products. I mean, it happened the same way. Do you remember just a couple of years ago to bananas, when Florida got that really hard freeze for the first time in like, what, 40 years or something like that. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden your bananas went from like 85 cents a pound to like $1.50 a pound, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But when you're used to only paying 85 cents a pound, it was kind of a big deal for a lot of people. So
pretty soon there'll be scientists. Maybe they're already working on lab grown chocolate beans or whatever they are.
Now, I got to tell you the other day when I was at Target, they had because they didn't have my favorite dark chocolate, sugar-free dark chocolate, but they had a vegan version of it. And it does not use real cacao plants in it. So, and I've had it before. It's quite delicious. You really can't even tell the difference between it and actual dark chocolate from the cacao plants. It is very, very good. I think they're already trying to kind of work on that kind of stuff in a maybe a lower grade than what we know of or they need to be right now. But especially if there's some sort of shortage of cacao, I mean, come on, people, get on top of this. These are the important things in life. These are the things that science should be trying to perfect.
Well, it looks like they are. One search on our good friend Google is telling us that, as of a couple of years ago, there's a company in California apparently that is producing lab-grown chocolate.
All right. So
synthetic
there you go.
Chocolate.
I mean, they can do lab-grown diamonds, so who says they can't do lab-grown chocolate?
Let's do it.
It makes sense. I mean, there's vegan cheeses that are basically dairy-free, so they don't have to use any sort of milk. So there's that as well. And I know, there are gasps and shocks of horror right now when I said, you know, dairy-free cheese in the state of Wisconsin, but not everybody can do cheeses, and not everybody can do dairy. I know it's a weird concept here in Wisconsin because we are so used to our dairy, but and it's an important part of our industry. But there's products out there now. Are they always as good as the original? Probably not. But
so if you're looking to Google search this, cell-based chocolate is one term you can look for. And as a matter of fact, few years ago, some of it was made in Switzerland. So,
They know a thing or two about chocolate. They're in Switzerland. So there you have it. When we were in Mount Horeb this weekend, we went to a chocolate shop in Mount Horeb. I was having one of those moments where I just needed something chocolatey. Like I needed something right then and there. And we're driving down the main street of Mount Horeb, and Corey's like, "There's a chocolate shop." And I was like, "Pull over now." And he's like, "Oh my gosh, could you not get us into an accident?" So we got in there with about 5 minutes before they closed, which was just enough time. It's chocolate. I don't need that much time to like make up my mind. It's fine. So we got in there and then ended up having a really great conversation with the owner, who actually used to do radio and now he makes chocolates. And I looked at Corey and I was like, aha, I have figured it out. This is what I'm doing. But no, he was a really kind gentleman and let us try a couple of things that we were kind of on the fence about, but all very, very very delicious and very dark chocolate based was his product line, but it was great. And Corey is not a dark chocolate fan, just not his thing. So he went ahead and he got himself some caramels, which he thought were really delicious. So there you go. If you've got a chocolate shop that appeases both the husband and the wife, then you're doing something okay.
Yeah. They're going to stay in business for a very long time.
They're going to be just fine. They'll figure that one out. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun, 61 for a high. And then, of course, we're talking some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anker. It was a rare Wednesday night game last night as the Reedsburg Beavers and Baraboo Thunderbird softball teams were making up a contest. Beavers jumped out to the early lead and never looked back, taking the 13-2 victory. Multiple RBI for both Gracie Roloff and Megan Ropp. Abby Scott, Grace Garonsky, Brianna Schomer, and Megan Ropp each had RBI singles in a big 5-run third inning. The two Thunderbird runs were driven in by Sage Mahoney and Faith Henke. T-Birds will be right back at it again tonight as they're going to be hosting Mount Horeb at 5 o'clock, and Reedsburg will be welcoming Stoughton also at 5. A bunch of other events going on around the area as well. There's a golf meet for all the Badger small teams. Yahara Golf Course in Madison is where that will be played. Get started at 1 o'clock. Boys tennis for the T-Birds is going to be hosting Edgewood at 4:15. Baseball will welcome Mount Horeb to Mary Roundtree Evans Field, also at 5. And soccer tonight will welcome Lake Mills to Beryl Newman Stadium at 7 o'clock. In addition to that softball matchup for Reedsburg and that golf we mentioned, it's going to be the tennis team for the boys. Beavers heading to McFarland at 4:15. Baseball for Reedsburg is going to be at Sauk Prairie at 5. And soccer will welcome Platteville at 6:45. Sauk Prairie Eagle Tennis also going to be competing at home as they'll welcome Stoughton at 4:15. McFarland is in town to face the Eagle softball team at 5 o'clock. And soccer will also be at home. They'll be welcoming Monona Grove to Stadium Field at 7:15. Lacrosse will be at Middleton tonight at 7:30. The Portage Warriors will be at Stoughton tonight at 5 o'clock. Soccer travels to Mauston at 6. And then the softball team is going to be hosting Edgewood at 6:30. NBA playoffs continued last night. The Miami Heat get a 111-101 win over the Boston Celtics to even that series up at one game apiece before it heads to Miami. And the Thunder make it a 2-0 series lead with a 124-92 win over the Pelicans. Tonight will be the Cavs and Magic, Knicks and 76ers, and Nuggets and Lakers. Bucks will return to the court tomorrow afternoon. Brewers finally able to get a win over the Pirates, this time a 3-2 victory. Teams wrap up this four-game series today, 11:35, going to be the first pitch. Freddie Peralta will get the go for Milwaukee, and Mitch Keller will be countering for the Pirates. And the NFL draft will get started tonight with round one. If the Green Bay Packers stand pat, they'll be having the 25th selection this evening. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It was a little frosty this morning, but this is our last freeze for quite a while. Today, mostly sunny, 61 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and thunderstorms at a high of 58. We are rolling into barbecue season. Do yourself a favor. Try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
8:49 now with Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young, girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby, please let me
take you to an island of the sweet cool breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose cause I'm a hatchoon sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me are the rice, well baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, can be fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Roo. Says a Mr. Boom, boom. I say give me your lovin', y'all your lovin' well good. I want your lovin', y'all be it like you should. I give you your lovin', girl, your lovin' well good. I want your lovin', y'all your member the who you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your bandy chest. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic, feel me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, feel me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lick me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 and a chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a horror dart. Humble lay down in a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:52 right now. I love Shaggy. He just puts you in a good mood, doesn't he?
He's
one
sure
of those
does.
Guys that's a little charismatic. Until he did that weird thing with Sting a few years ago. I didn't really understand the Sting-Shaggy connection at all. And then I remember like they did this weird video where they were in a subway and they were just singing together on a subway. I was like, what are we doing? Why are you two even together? That's weird to me. It was a weird mix. But I still love Shaggy. Still Sting. He's had some complications in life. We heard the 80s stuff, but I can respect Sting. It was a weird time for Sting. It's all right. It was the 80s. There was a lot of weird stuff happening.
Right.
Hey, we have to do a little celebrating this morning with our calendar days, Jay, because of course, you know, we're always just looking for reasons to get through the end of the work week and put a little smile on our face. So that's what our calendar days do. Let's start out with Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Now, I feel like there's going to be a lot of ladies who can really understand this day a lot more than the guys, especially if you're like my husband who just goes in and is like, just shave it down until I'm basically bald. I think ladies put a little bit more stock in their hairstylist. It's an important person in your life, I'm telling you.
You know what's funny is whenever my wife goes to her stylist, she gets a haircut, she gets the color done and everything else. Then she comes back and she said, look at my hair. And, oh, honey, it looks beautiful, I say. And then she like will sleep like very carefully so she doesn't mess her hair up. And then she goes like a couple days with that hair done, you know, the way the stylist did it. And then she always complains, I can never do my hair the way the stylist does
it. You can never get it to look the same unless you're a stylist yourself. Now, here's my thing. I've had some really great stylists over the years, and I will be dead honest. When we are moving to a new city, it is more important to me to find a good stylist than a doctor or a dentist. And I'm not even joking. And I, you know, there's always good doctors and dentists. You can always find those people. A good stylist, that's completely different. Or one that really gets you or you're in tune with, because there's nothing more awkward than sitting in a chair and not really communicating with that person or having somebody who's not really listening to what you want, right? So it's very, very important to me. I have a ton of hair. I have a ton of hair. I've had it long. I have it really short right now. I have been all over the gamut. I prefer it short mostly because I have so much of it. My hair, we have to get it cut like every 4 weeks, literally, because my layers all grown out. It's ridiculous. It doesn't even look usually like I got it cut after about 4 days. It is just ridiculous. It's also the reason why my stylists are always like, if you really want to color it, we can. But then they also caution me, you know, this is going to grow out so fast, it's not even going to matter. And I've had some stylists flat out say to me, as fast as your hair grows, I don't think it's worth the money. Although I'll take your money, I don't think it's worth the money because it just grows out so fast. It doesn't.
So do you have thick hair too?
It is so thick. It's like baby fine. I have really weird hair. It's like baby fine, but there is so much of it.
Okay.
When it was long, Corey loved it long, but it also drove him nuts because he's like, you have like your own zip code. Your hair needs its own zip code because there is just so much of it. It was ridiculous. So I have very thick hair, and unfortunately, my boys have all, for them, they have really, really thick hair. So at this stage of life, they are figuring out the importance of having a really good stylist who listens to them, because they, Max has Corey's texture hair, so it's really, really coarse, but there's a ton of it. And it doesn't, he's got it kind of to like shoulder length right now, but it won't really get any longer. As his hair grows, it just gets poofier. It doesn't actually get longer. So eventually it just looks like he's got a mushroom sitting on top of his head. And then Dexter, he's got the exact same hair texture as mine. Exactly the same. There is not one thing about the kid's hair that is not just like mine. It's baby fine, but there's a ton of it. It gets super flat as it grows out. He loses his layers that are in it within just about a week or two after getting it cut. So my kids are figuring out the importance of a really good stylist right now. Trying to set them up with the important things in life, Jay.
Yeah. My wife has always said, like, in a perfect world, she would have someone come and do her hair every single morning.
Oh,
and I got to thinking about this. Like, we live in an era where we like things done for us. We, you know, food delivery and, hey, you know what? Uber, pick me up and bring me here and there. That kind of thing. Why can't someone start a styling,
like a
haircut?
Stylist.
Like, yes.
Right.
Like,
yes.
You get on the app and say, hey, I got to be to work at 8. I got to leave at 7:30.
There's mobile grooming.
Right.
I mean, if it's good enough for our dogs, it's good enough for people, right? I mean, this could be a thing. No, I've thought about this before as well. Now, I'm very fortunate because my stylist actually has her license to go into homes to do hair. She does some elderly clients, but she's also done clients who've been on bed rest because they can't actually get out of bed. She's done clients who were in car accidents and broke legs and things like that. So I know that if anything ever happens to me major, my stylist Mel will be at my house, and she's totally cool with that, and she can do that. So that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, that's cool.
If the hair looks good, then everything is fine in life. Let's just say that.
See, I used to have thick hair too. And when I was a kid, my hair was so thick they would have to use thinning shears on it because you just couldn't get through it.
Every time I go in,
Well, now
it's just ridiculous.
I am thinning on top, and every time I go in for a haircut, I typically would leave the bangs longer,
right?
And so now there's not much left for bangs. So when I say, hey, let's shave the sides and the back, use a number 8 on top, but leave what's left of the bangs longer. I just say that, and they usually laugh. So
see. And you're in the same boat as my husband because he's got the genetic hair pattern of all the men in his family. So there's very little on top, but there's still a lot growing in the back. And so it's basically just a shave down when he decides to go in and get it cut. And until he gets it cut, we start getting into a mullet phase. Like, it wants to grow really fast in the back. And I'm like, nope. See, we've got to go in and we've got to get this taken care of, because I'd rather see it super short with very little on top than the start of a mullet. Like, I'm not good with that. We can work with the very short on top. And my hair is like getting really, really gray fast. Every streak of gray hair I have in my head is named after a year of Dexter's life. So like, this one's year one. This one over here is year 13. I'm just like, this is how it is. You're going to go bald. I'm going to go gray. We're going to do this gracefully, and we're going to rock this old person thing. So it's fine.
There you go.
Along those lines, it's also National Manny Petty Day. So if you want to treat yourself, that's a good option. We also have Love Your Thighs